Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, April 14th. Home prices in Grey Bruce were steady in March as listings in the market remained at decades low levels. The Realtors Association of Grey Bruce Owen Sound says 271 homes sold last month, a substantial decline of 18.6% from March 2021. Average home prices in Grey Bruce in March were just over $759,000, a year-over-year jump of 17.4%. Ragbos explains active listings at the end of March were at the lowest levels for the month in more than three decades, with only 338 residential units available for sale. One metric indicates Grey Bruce's housing market continues to move at a quick pace. Ragbos says it's taking about a month to sell a house when the long-run average is about 5.5 months for this time of year. Owen Sound police say the results of a recent traffic enforcement initiative are concerning. Between April 4th and 7th, a traffic enforcement initiative focused on people failing to wear seatbelts and using cell phones while driving. In those 4 days, 56 charges were laid. According to city police, there were 27 charges of using a handheld device while driving. Police warn being distracted for even a few seconds can have tragic consequences. It's the leading cause of injury and death on Ontario roads. There were 16 charges of failing to wear a seatbelt. Inspector Jeff Flooney notes he's shocked that when it should be routine for people to put their seatbelts on, police are still finding people are not taking a moment to ensure their safety. Meanwhile, two people were charged with driving while suspended, and one person was charged with driving with an improper muffler. 10 other charges were issued for failing to have the required license, insurance, or ownership documents in the vehicle. Another sizable contribution has come in to support the next phase of an outdoor recreation facility in Saugeen Shores. The Port Elgin and District Lions Club has made a $75,000 commitment to the Lamont Sports Park Illuminating Dreams campaign for lifetime naming rights to the park's gazebo. More than $400,000 has been announced in recent weeks to support the second phase of the Lamont Sports Park in Port Elgin. The first phase of the build included four baseball diamonds and it's scheduled to open in the spring of 2023, while the target for phase two construction is 2023 or 24. It will include more amenities and additional diamonds geared for minor ball. About 100 Canadian soldiers are being sent to Poland to help in a humanitarian capacity. Defense Minister Anita Anand says they'll help process refugees and support medical services. About 2.7 million Ukrainians have fled to Poland. About 4.7 million Ukrainians have left their country since the Russian invasion began in late February. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 17 points to 21,855. The Dow Jones is down 113 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.34 U.S. cents, down 26 one-hundredths of a cent, and the price of oil is $106.46, up $2.21 a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Maple Leafs are set to hit the ice tonight in a home game against the Washington Capitals, 7 p.m. puck drop at the Scotiabank Arena. The Leafs are coming off a loss to Buffalo earlier this week. Two games in the Ontario Hockey League, Hamilton is at Barrie and the North Bay Battalion host the Oshawa Generals. The Owen Sound Attack play their final game of the regular season on Saturday at home against the Kitchener Rangers, a loss by Owen Sound Saturday, or a point picked up by the Guelph Storm over their final two games, and the Attack will finish sixth and get the Flint Firebirds in the first round of the OHL playoffs. It will be a series with the Sioux Greyhounds for the fifth place finisher. Game 5 in the Provincial Junior Hockey League final goes tonight at the PNH Center in Hanover between the Barons and Mitchell Hawks. 8 o'clock puck drop. The series is tied 2-2. In Major League Baseball, the Toronto Blue Jays close out a 4-game series in New York. The Jays have won 2 of 3 against the Yankees. And Vancouver has decided to bid to host games during the FIFA 2026 World Cup, when Canada, Mexico, and the United States will co-host. Toronto and Edmonton were previously the only two Canadian cities vying to host the games. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.